KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, it's clear and 26 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today. The high around 44, winds southwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN State and Local News, brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. In state news, Iowa's coronavirus dashboard today shows another huge leap in the number of confirmed positive COVID-19 cases, while deaths from the virus have topped 1,700. The data shows 2,225 new positive cases and a total of 1,705 deaths, which is an increase of 14 since 10 a.m. on Thursday. In this area, Pottawatomie County has 38 new confirmed cases of the virus. Cass County has 12 more for a total of 430. And Shelby County has 11 additional cases for a total of 403. Two counties, Harrison and Adams counties, each have one additional death reported from COVID-19. The Iowa Department of Public Health reports of the 1,705 deaths, 1,105 have been attributed to a pre-existing health condition in addition to COVID. Tests to date numbered 963,166. The total of 124,138 positive and 837,358 coming back negative. Test results returned since 10 a.m. on Thursday amount to 6,067, with 1,437 of those coming back negative and 1,315 positive. The individual positivity rate in Iowa is 12.9% compared to 12.7% yesterday, and the 14-day rolling average is 12.4% compared to 11.8% previously. Hospitalizations from the virus currently stand at 606. Among those hospitalized, 152 are in an ICU compared to 135 yesterday. 95 have been admitted since Thursday compared to 113 previously, and 55 are on a ventilator. In western and southwest Iowa, hospitalizations stand at 47. That's four more than previously mentioned. 11 people are in an ICU compared to 9 yesterday. Six were admitted. There were 9 admitted on Thursday, and 3 remain on a ventilator. And long-term care facility outbreaks are up to 76 from 75 yesterday. 2,200 patients and staff at those facilities have tested positive. 904 have recovered, and deaths amount to 832. That's up from 831 yesterday. Governor Kim Reynolds says while escalating COVID patient counts in Iowa hospitals have set records every day this week, hospitals aren't being overrun, and the vast majority of patients do not have the virus.
When you take a look at the number of census or the people that are hospitalized across the state, and the number of individuals that are hospitalized due to COVID, on average, it's about 11%.
Thursday night and early this morning, Iowa hospitals reported treating 606 COVID patients, and the state's coronavirus tracking website shows about 33% of hospital beds were available. Reynolds says recently developed therapeutics that were not available earlier in the pandemic are improving patient outcomes.
You know, while our hospitalizations are going up, we're actually seeing the stay shorten.
Reynolds spoke with reporters last night after a meeting at Stewart's City Hall. The governor said she spoke with the news media in Sioux City a week ago and in Cedar Rapids earlier this week to remind Iowans of the basics: to stay home if they're sick, wash their hands frequently, and wear a mask if they cannot stay at least 6 feet away from others.
I've been doing a lot of radio, so I've been trying to call in and just remind people, you know, that we're all in this together.
After ordering schools and some businesses to close this past spring, Reynolds said she trusts Iowans to be responsible in managing risks and learning to live with COVID-19, although she did order bars in a handful of counties to close for a few weeks in late summer when COVID cases spiked among young adults.
We want to continue to keep things open. We just have to do it in a safe and responsible manner. We want to continue to keep our kids in school.
Reynolds has indicated 75% to 80% of Iowa students are getting in-person instruction. On Wednesday, she mocked Teresa Greenfield for suspending her RV tour after the first day. Greenfield staffers had come in contact with someone who tested positive for COVID. After getting negative test results, though, Greenfield and her staff resumed campaigning yesterday. Reynolds says her criticism was not of Greenfield's approach to COVID protocols, but that Greenfield hasn't held public events in all 99 counties. Despite the pandemic, many Iowa communities are still holding trick-or-treat nights for kids this weekend, while some adults are hosting socially distanced Halloween parties. Juanita Cameron is a clerk at a theatrical shop in West Des Moines, which specializes in costumes. She said one particular mask is selling big this fall.
That plague doctor mask with the pointy nose, it's brown, and of course, plague says it all. So I think they just want to show people that they're in the mood.
While health care workers are being seen by many as heroes during the COVID-19 plight, Cameron says very few people are dressing up in scrubs or other costumes to resemble doctors and nurses.
Interestingly enough, I have not sold any people are going toward the superheroes because they want to see victory at the end of what's going on.
The popular superheroes this weekend include old favorites like Superman, Batman, and Spider-Man. With election just days away, Cameron says political candidates are also making for sought-after costumes.
The most popular ones are the presidential nominees, Mr. President and also Mr. Biden. So those are very popular. We even have Dr. Fauci.
And that imitation is the most serious and serious form of flattery. And if that's the case, Trump is leading Biden at her store.
Well, most of them are getting the Trump wigs. So I would say the Trump wigs are going out faster than the Biden mask.
Forecasters say it'll be a chilly weekend for trick-or-treaters with lows expected both tonight and Saturday in the 20s and 30s across the state. Trick-or-treating in Atlantic takes place on Saturday from 4:30 until 6 p.m. You should keep your family and children in a group and don't mix and mingle with other children and families. Maintain a 6-foot distance if you're waiting to approach a house. Downtown trick-or-treating in Atlantic will be from 2 until 4 p.m. Saturday. And will be a candy cruise in place of a typical trick-or-treating. Business owners and staff are encouraged to dress up and sit in parking stalls downtown Chestnut Street to hand out candy to the kids as they drive by. And all those handing out and receiving candy should wear masks. In our funeral announcements, Dale Halpert, age 76, of Atlantic, died Monday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Dale Halpert will be held today at 10:30 at the St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Dean Blomquist, age 86, of Benlow, died Tuesday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Funeral services for Dean Blomquist will be held today at 1 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. John Matteson, age 65, of Carroll and formerly of Atlantic, died October 22nd in Carroll. A visitation with family of John Matteson will be today from 5 until 7 p.m. at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Mark Johnson, age 63, of Atlantic, died September 3rd at Iowa Lutheran in Des Moines. A celebration of life service for Mark Johnson will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the First Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service has the arrangements. The family has requests that masks be worn at the service. Charles Wooster, Jr., age 89, of Manila, died Sunday in Harlan. Funeral services for Charles Wooster, Jr. will be on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Calvary Baptist Church in Manning. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home has the arrangements. Social distancing and wearing masks is highly suggested. Lynn Harold Jacobson, age 72, of Oakland, died Thursday at his home. Graveside services for Lynn Jacobson will be on Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Oak Hill Cemetery in Hancock. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Charlene Swain, age 75, of Griswold and formerly of Lewis, died Tuesday at CCMH. Celebration of life services for Charlene Swain will be on Sunday at 2 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The family has requested masks be worn during the service and visitation. Walter Hare, age 98, of Greenfield, died Tuesday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Private, immediate family-only services for Walter Hare will be on Monday at 1 o'clock at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Service will be live-streamed on the Emmanuel Lutheran Facebook page. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Edward Parsons, age 85, of Audubon, died October 23rd at the Friendship Home. Funeral services for Ed Parsons will be held November 5th at 11 a.m. at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon with a luncheon to follow. Aaron Rabarchuk, age 35, of Atlantic, died October 7th at his home. Services for Aaron Rabarchuk will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. That's the next Saturday, November 7th at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Marcella Gaines, age 81, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Marcella Gaines will be private. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Elsie Van Gundy, age 88, of Panora and formerly of Bagley, died Monday in Panora. Private family graveside services for Elsie Van Gundy will be held at the Richland Township Cemetery near Bagley. Twig Funeral Home of Panora has arrangements. That's a look at the news brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.